news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning, everybody. Chad Hershberger with you on this fine Friday morning. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, our fabulous producer. And we have a guest on the news line with us this morning is Stefan Eisenhower. And we are going to talk about a production coming up in Huffnagel Park. It is A Midsummer Night's Dream. Hello, Stefan.
Hello.
Good morning and welcome to WKOK Sunrise. This show gets underway tonight, doesn't it?
It is, yes. We're excited. This is our 22nd Shakespeare in the Park with Gaspipe Theater Company, 23rd year doing it here in Lewisburg.
And tell us a little bit about the Gaslight Theater Company and who all is involved in that, who will be putting on the show this weekend.
So Gaspipe Theater Company has been around since the year 2000. The show Midsummer Night's Dream is one of William Shakespeare's favorite plays to put on. It is a 22-person cast, and it really gives the opportunity for new and old, young and old to participate in Shakespeare. It's a very much ensemble piece. There's parts for kids, there's parts for men, there's parts for women, and it's just overall a great piece of comedy.
Tell us, you mentioned there's a lot of people involved, and you had sent us the cast list, and scrolling down through that, there's just a number of actors who are going to be in this production. Would you say this is a very intergenerational cast, meaning you said there's parts for kids? Who's your youngest? Who's your oldest?
So our youngest in the play is 8, and our oldest, I don't think I dare say his age, but he's playing our Theseus, and they're both doing an amazing job.
Great. And this production is going to be going on all weekend long. It starts tonight at 7 o'clock, runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And it is at an outdoor venue. Why is the outdoor venue the chosen place to put on this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream?
So, for two reasons. The show itself goes, the scene is in Athens Woods. So it is definitely, we definitely enjoy doing it outside for that reason, but also Shakespeare is full of metaphors, and part of Shakespeare being accessible to everyone, theater being accessible to the public, we very much enjoy doing it in a public space where anyone and everyone can come see it, and all we do is accept donations. We pass the hat, and anyone and everyone can enjoy it.
And we know that this is a production meant for the community. What do you think it means to have something like this, where people can come, they can enjoy this production during the summertime outside, and how do you see that as a vehicle to help pull the community together?
Well, I think any time, you know, a group of people gather together and, you know, get to see each other, I mean, friends and even strangers, you know, smile, laugh, and enjoy the arts, it's just an uplifting time. There's a great energy about that. In amongst the theater community, this being a larger cast, I got to bring together a lot of different smaller groups of people that may have acted alongside each other, say, 5, 10 years ago, but are coming back together and getting to act alongside each other another time. And so it's kind of just the energy, that energy boost you get when you just gather together and get to enjoy each other's company.
And when you do a production such as this, it just doesn't happen at the snap of a finger. Tell us a little bit about the preparation that went into rehearsals and all of that to get ready for this opening tonight.
So this year, typically we put together Shakespeare in the Park in about a 7-week turnaround. That can be tough on some new to Shakespeare, and we found also it's kind of the ideal amount of time to put together a show. There's kind of a point in the production that if you rehearse it too much, you can kind of hinder the production. But this year, we put this production on in 5 weeks. That was for various reasons, but it was a very quick turnaround. But the actors worked very, very hard to get their lines memorized and to, you know, get a show together.
I just love some of the character names in this, the list that you sent us. Moth is a character, Mustard Seed. Of course, Puck is probably one of the better-known characters. Just tell us a little bit about the story. What happens in A Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare's classic?
Okay, so the basic plot is that royals Theseus and Hippolyta are going to be married. And so you have the story of Theseus and Hippolyta getting married. You also have the story of Lysander, Hermia, Helena, and Demetrius finding their love with each other. And, of course, the fairies, Titania and Oberon, have to intervene in that love. And in doing so, they mess up, and so they have to then fix their wrongs and make amends. And then at the very end of the show, we kind of we get this hilarious group of what Shakespeare calls mechanicals, but more or less tradesmen of Athens that put on a show for Theseus and Hippolyta's nuptial day, and it is the comedy which within the comedy of A Midsummer.
So if I am out there hearing this morning, not so familiar perhaps with Shakespeare or with this particular play, give us your little plug. Why should I come over to the park in Lewisburg at Huffnagel Park this weekend and take advantage of this performance just for a donation?
A Midsummer Night's Dream, as far as one of Shakespeare's plays, is very relatable. There are so many different characters in the show that anyone young or old can relate to, and it also is a very great starting piece for young children to be introduced to Shakespeare, and it's probably one of the more easier understood plays of Shakespeare.
And I always like to ask this question when we have guests that do things involving the arts. Why do you think the arts are so important, not only for us here in the Valley, but just in people's lives? Why do you think that it's important to be able to offer these kind of things like Shakespeare in the Park to residents of the Valley?
Well, I believe the arts are a vessel that allows both those participate and those viewing to use their imagination, and I personally find a very close link between imagination and people's dreams and goals. And I feel like if people see certain aspects of their lives portrayed in a show or in the art, they can find inspiration and use their imagination and hopefully then gain the confidence that they need or the insight that they need to then be able to achieve that goal or that dream from that.
Very good. Again, we've been talking with Stefan Eisenhower. He's the director of the Gas Pipe Theater Company. They're going to be doing Shakespeare in the Park this weekend. Give us the times and location once again for folks that will want to come out and see this.
So the production's going up at 7 p.m. here at Huffenagle Park in Lewisburg, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And all three times, 7 o'clock?
All three times are going to be 7 o'clock.
All right, you can get out and enjoy that. Do they need to bring a lawn chair or anything?
We do encourage people to bring chairs. There is minimal seating, but it is cement. So if you want to be a little bit more comfortable, maybe bring a chair.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We hope people will get out and enjoy this show. Again, it kicks off tonight, 7 o'clock, and again Saturday and Sunday night in Lewisburg at Huffnagle Park. Thank you very much, Stefan.
Yes, thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome.